Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
A Tale of Two Horns by Kai Duomi. When the world was young and the land was covered in forest, old Mother Elephant lived with her two daughters, Rhino and Hippo. In those days, Rhino and Hippo each had a big horn growing out of their noses. They both hated their nose horns and wished that they were like the other animals who had their horns on top of their heads.
I don't like this horn.
I hate this horn.
Now, even though Rhino and Hippo were sisters, they were very different. Rhino was stubborn and lazy, and Hippo was good and kind. Hippo also had a very good singing voice.
La, la, li, li, la.
Each day, she would sing sweet songs as she bathed in the river and sing sad songs as she collected fruit from the forest for their supper. One day, while Hippo was out walking, she came upon a group of vervet monkeys having a party in a small clearing.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. I was just passing through.
Hippo wanted to run away because in those days, vervet monkeys knew all the secrets of the world and were masters of magic, and she was scared.
No problem,
said a very old vervet monkey.
Don't be scared. We aren't going to hurt you. We heard someone singing earlier. Was that you?
Hippo blushed and nodded, trying to hide her horn in embarrassment.
You have a very good voice. Would you sing for us?
Hippo blushed even more.
Okay.
Hippo sang sad songs, and she sang sweet songs, and she sang songs that were a little bit of both, and the vervet monkeys clapped and laughed and cried. The stars rose in the sky, and it was very late when Hippo said her goodbyes to the vervet monkeys.
Before you go,
said the very old vervet monkey,
we must do something for you. You gave us such a wonderful gift by singing to us, and you never once asked for anything in return. You are a good animal, Hippo, so as a favor, we will take your nose horn from you, because we can see that it bothers you.
Hippo's eyes grew wide as the old vervet monkey took hold of her horn, said a few magic words, then pulled it right off. The monkey put the horn in the bag she kept strung across her back. Hippo was so happy that she burst into tears as she thanked the old monkey.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Come back sometime
and sing for us.
When Hippo got home, she told Elephant and Rhino what had happened. They listened to her story and admired her new look. But the whole thing made Rhino feel very jealous. And that night, she sat awake watching her sister and thinking. The following day, Rhino went into the forest in search of the vervet monkeys. She found them lounging in a tree, eating ripe marula fruit. Rhino began to sing. She didn't have quite as good a voice as Hippo, but it was deep, and she tapped her big feet on the ground in time with the song.
La, la, la,
The vivid monkeys started to tap their paws against the marula tree and sing along. When the song had finished, the vivid monkeys clapped.
Now, take my horn away,
ordered Rhino rudely.
I sang for you, so now you have to take it away like you did for my sister, Hippo.
They all looked at one another and then the old vivid monkey spoke.
Rhino, it seems that you only came to sing for us because you wanted something.
Just take my ugly horn away. What else do I have to do for you, stupid monkeys?
The old vivid monkey shook her head and reached into her bag strung across her back.
Instead of taking anything away, Rhino, I will give you something instead.
Good. Give it to me.
You are selfish, Rhino. It is not your horn that makes you look ugly. It is the animal you are inside. Here is your gift, and may you learn a lesson.
The vivid monkey said a few magic words and threw Hippo's old horn right onto the end of Rhino's nose. Rhino looked down at her two nose horns, and her eyes flashed with anger.
What have you done? What have you done?
She chased the vivid monkeys, but they scampered off into the forest, never to be seen again. Rhino ran home. Hippo was taking a bath in the river when she saw Rhino running around and shouting with two horns on her nose. She lowered herself into the water so that just her eyes and mouth were sticking out.
Hippo!
Shouted Rhino.
Hippo, you did this to me!
But I didn't do anything,
said Hippo, sinking lower into the water so that only her eyes were peeping out.
If you ever come out of that river, I will bash you with my two horns.
Hippo stayed in the river and waited for Rhino to come down. But Rhino never did. And even today, the only time you will see Hippo out of the water is at night, when she is sure that Rhino is fast asleep.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vion Fenter. Did you know reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.